Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Krista Garofola with the Treasure Coast Food Bank, the largest hunger relief agency on the Treasure Coast, providing millions of meals to over 200 area charitable organizations. Their great Treasure Coast Holiday Food Drive is now underway through the end of the year. Krista, welcome back to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thanks for having me again, Drew.
Tell me about your holiday food drive, how it works, and how people can help.
Well, our great Treasure Coast Holiday Food Drive is something we've done every year for the last couple of years. And it's just a way for the community to come together and help us provide meals for the holidays for people in need through our partner agencies and through some of our programs. We have drop-off sites throughout the entire Treasure Coast. We cover four counties, Indian River, St. Lucie, Martin, and Okeechobee. We have drop-off locations in all of those counties. And people can bring non-perishable items, canned goods, boxes of mashed potatoes, anything that you would want to have in your holiday meal, and donate them at any one of those drop-off locations. And we will be getting that food out to our agencies so that people will be able to have a holiday meal if they're not able to provide one for themselves.
Have the recent SNAP, or what used to be known as food stamps, have those recent cutbacks had much impact on the demand for food from the food bank?
We have seen a bit of an increase in the amount of requests from our partner agencies ever since the cuts went into effect. We saw that that might be a possibility when we saw the actual amounts that people were getting cut. A family of four that's getting the maximum amount of benefits for SNAP, their budget was just cut by $36 a month, which is a significant amount for them to be able to make up. So the food bank and our partner agencies are really going to have to be the ones that step in and be able to fill that gap for those families. So we have seen an increase. We anticipate there being even more of an increase after the end of the year. That's when people will really start to see, you know, the impact on their budget. They're dealing with it for a good amount of time. They're really going to start to see what they're lacking, and they might be seeking out even more assistance at that point. During the holidays, a lot of people step up to the plate and they really help their family and their friends and their neighbors. And so they may not see the true impact right around now, but after the first of the year, we're anticipating even more of an increase in that demand.
I'm speaking today with Krista Garofola with the Treasure Coast Food Bank. Now, I know your main function is to serve as a food bank, but you also have programs to help families deal with what you call long-term food insecurity.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a number of programs that we run that really work towards providing food in the short term, but also creating some long-term self-sufficiency plans for them. Our Your Plate Center, which is located in Fort Pierce on Orange Avenue, really fills that role for us in the community. People can go there for a variety of different things and resources in order to help them get back on their feet. We have people there that can help them sign up for SNAP. We have people there that can help them go through the process of the application because it is a little complicated, or if they just need access to a computer because they prefer that you enroll online, and a lot of people don't have access to that technology. So you can go there for benefits assistance. And we also have people there now to help navigate the new healthcare marketplace through the Affordable Care Act. If you're interested in finding out about whether or not you qualify for subsidies or just to find out about the plans, we have staff over there that can help you navigate that system as it is now. We also have a lot of workshops, educational workshops on financial literacy, budgeting, working with Workforce Solutions to find out about resume building and job training. And we also have cooking classes, which are really popular with a lot of the people that come in, learning how to cook healthy on a budget, or just learning how to utilize fruits and vegetables a little bit better to stretch your food budget. We have wonderful classes going on every week over there. So those are really to give people the tools necessary to build their life back up. You know, it's really a program to help them get out of the cycle of poverty and really be able to build the life that they've always wanted.
I've been speaking today with Krista Garofola with the Treasure Coast Food Bank. We'll have contact information for the food bank as well as an archive of this interview on our website, WQCS.org. Krista, thanks for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thanks for having me.